It's a little difficult to know where to start when discussing a compilation of the likes of The Beautiful Season Has Passed. In the past 8 years or so, musician John Atwood has been one of the most prolific artists around, releasing 5 full-lengths, 12 mini-albums or EPs, 8 singles, 5 live albums, and a slew of remixes, singles, and compilation tracks. The Beautiful Season Has Passed largely collects a huge body of his out-of-print and rare work, with almost all of the 40 tracks on this set being very, very difficult to find elsewhere. The 3 CDs and 40 tracks span well over 3.5 hours in length, and cover just about every corner of the ambient, dream, and post-rock spectrum. Although I wasn't a huge fan of Atwood's last album, Melt Inside, where he teamed up with a vocalist for the first time, with rather bland results, this sprawling CD set contains some of his best work to date, and enough heady music to fill an entire evening of stargazing, couch surfing, or walking foggy streets. One of the many highlights of the set are the first 6 tracks of the second disc, which contain the long out-of-print I Can Hear the Music All Around Me mini-album that has since been deleted. With only some minimal drum machine programming and loads of overlapping processed guitar, he creates over a half hour of gauzy wonderland with tracks like The Ringing Kale, or the deep and dark Light Dome 2, which sounds like it could have been plucked off an early 90s 4AD album, Leading the Way. On the slightly more aggressive side of things, The Room is a lo-fi burst of shimmering guitar haze that was originally a split release with 2 by Bukowski, and it shows that Atwood can crank up the volume if need be and still keep things interesting. Perception Received carves out a unique ground between his louder side and more delicate guitar work, blasting a white-hot arc of noise across a fragile plucked melody that brings out the best in both elements. That includes detailed liner notes that give a good background and cover art to each track, which is rather interesting, especially considering one previously unreleased track, The Great La Cave, had even been forgotten about by Atwood until it was brought to his attention by the compiler of this set. Because the compilation covers all the years that Atwood has been releasing music, the album is not only a must-have for fans of Yellow 6, but is also just as good a place as any, especially given the bargain price of the set, to dive into his musical world. Not only a testimony to his large and consistent output, the release is also a great document of a truly independent artist at work outside the sphere of large or even medium label support. This is really lovely stuff.